Dale Capps is smoothing the edges inside a small rectangular metal bracket. The part will hold a monitor and a console that was used during the historic Apollo space missions nearly 50 years ago. A replacement isn't available, so Capps is creating the brackets in the SpaceWorks metal fabrication shop. Project manager Jack Graber says finding original equipment is the hardest part of doing historically accurate restoration work.
The actual components that would have been around in the Apollo era are obviously past their prime, and so we've had to replicate some things that we may not have anticipated just because they're not available anymore.
Graber and his team are restoring and preserving nearly 24 mission control consoles from Johnson Space Center in Houston. NASA flight controllers use these consoles during missions that put astronauts on the moon and space shuttles into orbit. The consoles were retired and shut down after the Discovery space shuttle flight in 1992. The SpaceWorks team is working to bring the consoles back to life.
So they will not function or communicate with anything. They will just look like they would have in a snapshot in time with lights, data on the screens, information that way.
Two rows of green metal consoles are lined up in the SpaceWorks restoration facility. The team works on one console at a time, cleaning and fixing the wiring, identifying which parts can stay, and which ones need to be replaced or replicated. The cabinets will be restored to their Apollo-era appearance with working displays and backlit push-button panels.
We have a layout for each console. We will match that layout per console, and then we will research through pictures to try and match buttons as far as what was lit at a certain time.
Technician Don Ike is retrofitting the display mounting for one of the consoles by adding those metal brackets that were molded in-house. He's replacing the old tube monitors with modern flat-screen LEDs.
That's the bracket that'll hold it in there.
He says no one will notice the upgrade because the front looks identical to the original console display.
And other people think it looks good and they can't tell the difference. And we've had astronauts that couldn't tell the difference from some of the things we've created.
Because the Mission Operations Control Room was designated a National Historic Landmark in 1985, every piece of every console is considered an artifact and is documented. Jack Graber says any parts that are not used in a refurbished console will be archived.
So all the pieces that we take out that are not historically accurate or that are not going to be used anymore, we catalog, we preserve, and then we store for future generations to be able to reference.
The console restoration is part of a bigger Johnson Space Center project to return the entire flight control room and visitor viewing room to their Apollo-era configurations. All of the furnishings in those rooms, including carpet, wallpaper, and chairs, are being cleaned or replaced to match their 1969 appearance. That's why Graber and his team are making sure every component in the consoles is accurate and functioning.
So when people come on tours and they walk in there, it looks like it did, you know, on that day, with coats and jackets and cigarette ashtrays and books and manuals, and that's why the consoles will be lighted as well.
The SpaceWorks team will finish renovating these consoles in September. Then they will take them back to Houston and pick up the remaining consoles. The restoration project is expected to be completed next summer, in time for the 50th anniversary of the first moon landing. In Wichita, I'm Deborah Ashar.